In the Yad Raman, Lama Gimalav. So he's trying to explain the Svar of Chista. So he says, Dikevan dechi yohiv le baldin lechavre adaita didayona dechaive yohiv le. Okay, so this is he's trying to explain the Svara of what? Of why it's machzir in asadin when he's not a nosav and nosav biyad. In other words, when the dayan just tells him to give it and he gives it, why is it in that case the din is chozir? But if the dayan takes it from him and gives it, then the din is not chozir. Okay, he's trying to explain that difference. So he says like this. And I mentioned, I think it's a little bit like you were intuiting, Yonah. Dikevan dechi, we have to see how it comes out halachically. Dikevan dechi yohiv le bal din lechavre adaita didayona dechaive yohiv le. Okay, so let's take the case where he's not nosav v'nosan. So what basically happens is the dayan gives the psak and he says Shimon has to pay Levi $100. Now, when Shimon gives Levi the $100, he is doing it. The Baal Din over here means the Baal Din means the litigants. Okay, so when the defendant gives to his friend the money, he's doing it adaita de dayona de chayve yohevle. He's giving it on account of the dayan who says he's chayev, right? Because on his own accord, he wouldn't have given him anything. So when the dayan says Shimon is chayav to Levi, and Shimon pays Levi, why is Shimon paying Levi? He's not paying him because he wants to. He's paying him because he thinks he has to, based on what the dayan said. Okay, that makes perfect sense. So what though? Motzi Omar le, now Shimon can say to him, to Levi, Havli mai dishokalta minoi shalokidin. Now Shimon can say to Levi, give me back what you took unjustly. Or give me back what you took that's not according to the din. Okay. Ulefikach machzirin. That's why it goes back. Okay, that's lo nos of a noson. Ve'idach mas nisin de donas adin.
So that's because there's no... What's he saying?
Let's just see what he says, literally. And then we'll come back and think about what it means. But at first point he's saying is that what... And this makes sense. That what? That Levi... Shimon gave Levi the money... unwillingly. He only gave it to him because the dayan said you have to give it to him. Turns out the dayan is wrong, so you can say, hey, give it back. It makes perfect sense, unless you're starting to think about why, what the next case is going to be. But this case doesn't seem to bother us, right? But the problem is the next case. But the idach masnisin de donas adin. But in the next case, in the other Mishnah where it says Masha Asa Asli, that's where the Dayan took it and gave it. Right? So what? We could still argue the same thing. That it was given Shelo Kedin, right? I mean, he only gave it because he thought he had to do it. Well, you could still apply, it would seem like the logic still applies. You know, it was a mistake. Hey, give it back to me, undo the mistake. So he's trying to explain why you can't apply that logic here. So he says like this. He says, that's donas adin b'shenosa adayin v'nosam biyad. We're trying to develop over here sensitivity to lashon. Okay, let's get it carefully. Dahales lebal din gabe bal dine v'lo midi. So what does that mean? Lace, what does it mean? Lace le bal din gabi bal dine. What does that mean?
For the one to the other?
Exactly. In other words, there's nothing between this bal din and the other.
Yeah, right? Yeah, there's nothing between him and the judge.
No.
Oh, no?
Him and the other bal din. Le chavre, right? Leis lebaldin. The baldin doesn't mean the judge. The baldin means the litigant, means one of the litigants. So there is nothing lebaldin gabi baldine. There's nothing between this baldin and his adversary. Velo midi, nothing. Okay? So right away, with the proper sensitivity over here, he's already giving you, he's highlighting the issue that we're concerned with. Analysis. So in other words, if we were doing issues, spot the issue. So what's the issue that he's raising? The issue that he's raising, in other words, what's he trying to highlight, the chilek between the first case and the second case?
In the first case, the B can complain to B, and in the second case, he can't.
That's right. In other words, is there an issue that's existing between Shimon and Levi, between the two litigants? In the first case, Shimon can say to Levi, hey, what I gave to you by mistake, give it back. Right? That's because Shimon gave it to Levi. And he gave it under a certain assumption. Right? Now we can say that assumption was false. So I gave you something by accident. It was like a mistake. You have to give it back. Right? But with a dayan is nosav and nosan biyad, Shimon and Levi had no interaction. There's nothing that Shimon did to Levi that he could say, you know, your acceptance was this whole thing, my whole transaction with you was a mistake, let's undo our... There's nothing between them. Delav ihu yohivle. He didn't give him anything. Ella dayanahu di yohivle. Okay, so what about the dayan? So let's go after the dayan, right? Vidayana nami leisle gabe velo midi. What does that mean? He has nothing against the dayan either. Why? Well, let's see this. Vechi yohivle. Odi le de shapir yohiv le. Hilkach masha asa asa. The last line is a little hard. So that's what he's trying to say, that he never willingly gave it over to his friend, right?
Yeah.
It was just because he thought he had to. But he also only gave it to the judge because he thought he had to. Now, what's the yohev le? V'chi yohev le, odi le, the shapir yohev le. Who's the yohev le's? Yohev le means what? I mean, if you wanted to be consistent...
The litigant's giving over?
Get the lashon straight for a second. I like that approach. The lashon goes like this. Now, let's just get the pronouns right. So it goes like this. He says, "V'idach masnis in the donas adin, v'shenosa hadayon v'nosan biyad. The halais lay lebaldin gabe baldine v'lomidi." She has no complaints against the baldin. "Delav ihu yohiv lay," because he, right, that was the guy who had to pay, the losing party, did not give it to the winning party, right? Yohiv lei means grants the money to the grants the judgment to the winner. So in this case, the Baal Din did not give the money to the winner. Ela dayanahu de yohiv lei. It was the dayan who paid out, who gave the money to the victor. He's successful. Okay. V'chi yoev lei, and now he's saying like this, and when the judge gave it to him, odi lei de shapir yoev lei, he thought he was doing the right thing. In other words, when Shimon lost, and the judge takes Shimon's money and gives it to Levi, at that point, Shimon thought it was right. At that point, Shimon thought it was right. Therefore, Masha Asa Asli. So that question is like this. So how come when he said, how come when Shimon pays Levi directly, even though he thought it was right at the time, now we say, yeah, but Lemafreya, we see it was a mistake. So that undoes it. And now he has a claim against him to return it. But when the judge gives the money over, when the Dayan gives the money from Shimon to Levi, he says, well, since when he gave it, Shimon thought it was right, therefore, Masha'as Asli. Right, he says, I mean, if we're going to go by what you thought at the time, then it shouldn't. Then either case should be Masha'as Asli. And if you're going to go by what it really was, then in both cases it really was a mistake. Well, let me ask you this. Now, what's the main difference? What's the main difference between the judge and the other litigants? The judge and the other guy. Halach, please me, huh? But more practically speaking, just practically speaking.
The other guy's the involved party. The judge is not involved party.
Let me put it to you very plainly. Okay, what's the claim against each one? If I gave the money to Yitzi, right? Let's say Avi was our judge, and he says I have to give the money to Yitzi. Which Avi? Doesn't matter. I say, and I give the money to Yitzi. And then he comes back and he says, I made a mistake. You really don't owe the money, right? I don't really owe the money. So what would be my argument against Yitzi and what would be my argument against Avi? What would be my claim against Yitzi and what would be my claim against Avi? So what was my claim against Yitzi?
It's your money.
I want a concrete claim.
He owes $150.
Give me back my money. You have in your hand my $100. Right, you're sitting on my money. Okay, right. Return what is mine that you have in your hand. Like the Gemara says, "Mona yesh lecha biyadcha." You know, you have my $100 in your hand. Mona yesh li biyadcha. I have $100 in your hand. It's always a confusing lashon. Mona yesh li biyadcha means my $100 is in your hand. Physically speaking, there's money that went in your hand. But what would be my claim against Avi? You messed up. You messed up. I never claim he has the money of mine in his hand. I say, you messed up. And therefore, you're liable. Okay? See, what I'm trying to say is, what I'm thinking about is like this. The way I'm thinking about it is like this. That there has to be we have to come up with a formula, a proper formula for when the money that's transferred gets recaptured. When the transfer is invalidated. The way it seems to me is he's saying there has to be some, in order to say that the din is not done, there has to be some deficiency in the completion of the din. Okay? So, If I give the money to you myself, right? If I give the money to you myself, so I can say like this. I can say that why am I giving you the money? This is not just a friendly gift, right? The money was not given as a gift. It was given because I thought I had to give it, right? It was given because I thought I had to give it. What did you say? Adaita de Dayana de Chayve Yoevle. I thought I had to give it. The only reason I'm giving you this money is because I thought I had an obligation of din to give it to you. Right? So that's the nature of the transaction from me to you. That it was under the pretense that I had to, it was under the understanding that I had an obligation to give it, okay? Because we're adversaries, like Yonah said. We're adversaries. Right? We're adversaries. We came into Basin as adversaries. And the reason I'm giving it to you is because I have because I believe that the din is that I owe it to you. Okay. So now it turns out that that's not true. Okay. So then I say, well, the whole basis of the transfer was really a mistake. Now was really wrong. So now I can say that you got something via a mistaken transfer.
How is that different if it goes through the dyon? Yeah.
Okay, one second.
That part of the transfer was legitimate.
Right. Now, what we're trying to get at, I think it's interesting. The way I thought about it, the crux of the idea is the same, but the way you guys are putting it is interesting. But what's the crux of the idea? The crux of the idea is like this, that in order for the din to be chozer, there has to be a deficiency in the transfer itself. So there's a difference between the transfer of litigant to litigant or the transfer of the dayan, or the transfer from the dayan. If it's from defendant and plaintiff, so then it's a personal matter. It's a personal settlement. It's a personal transaction. I assume that you have a lien, so to speak, on my rishus, and I am paying you as a settlement of that lien. But it turns out that that's a fiction. It turns out that that's not true, right? So then it turns out that there was no reality to the lien. And my whole Maisel Mafreya was really a mistake, okay? But that's because it's person to person based on assumptions of what I owe, okay? But if it goes through the dayan, that's not a personal transfer. That's a distribution of din. Now, as long as while he was doing that maisa, it was a valid maisa, then it has the shame of a distribution of din. You can't say, well, you didn't do a distribution of din. I did. Okay, it's true the din was mistaken, but that doesn't make it not a distribution of din. As if I pay a debt that doesn't exist, that's not paying a debt. You understand? So as long as it's from Reuven to Shimon directly, it has the form of paying a debt. Now, if Lamaisa there was no debt, you can't say, well, since you thought there was a debt when you paid him, that was paying a debt. No, debt is based on reality, objective reality of dollar signs and credits and debits. But when the dayan took it and gave it, he was acting under the authority of din. So it was a distribution, so to speak, of his discretion of din. So did he act with his discretion? Yes, he did. That's all that matters. Was his discretion based on a mistake? Okay, it was. But that doesn't mean it wasn't a distribution of the based on the din. The difference is like this. You have to invalidate the transaction. Some transactions are based on and defined by objective things. Some things are just defined by the process. The payment of a debt is objective. So if it turns out there was no debt, then there was no payment of a debt. But if the dayan distributing the money is a process of din. A mistake doesn't mean it wasn't a din at all. It was a mistaken process. It was a mistake in the process of din, but it still has the shame of the process of din. So as long as at the time, as long as at the time he was operating, it seemed right, then it still has the identity of a distribution of din. So then there's nothing that can be undone. It was the bottom line. That's the way we're trying to express it. That Masha Asa Asoi, it depends on who pays, because it's not really a matter of the din being overturned or not. It's a question of the din can't be overturned according to this whole way of looking at things, right? The din is not wait, hold on, how's it going to be? No, it's not a matter of the din being overturned or not. It's a matter of...
It's two functions.
It's two functions. It's a matter of, can I say that the distribution was in error or invalidated? So it depends. As long as it was, if it was a matter of man to man, so then it's just I'm just trying to discharge my debt. But Limafreya, it turns out it was wrong. But if it was the Dayan, it still has the quality of the Dayan's distribution. And that's it, Masha Asasi. So then he's saying the guy has no claim because he has no claim to the he didn't do a distribution to his friend. He has no claim against his friend. He can't say, let's undo our transaction. There's no transaction to undo. And in terms of the Dayan did a seemingly good job at the time. So you can't say that his Maisa was not a good Maisa. No, I would say like this, the Maisa is good, even though it was a mistake. But the reality is, so if the distribution is a Maisa like the Dayan, then it's still a good Maisa. But if it's actually canceling out a debt, then it's not good. See, that's what we're trying to work out yesterday. So what do we need, according to the Ramah, for the Yad Ramah, for the Din to be Chozer? So we're saying he needs to have the Baal Din needs a Taina, still needs some open Taina. He still needs an open Taina, an open claim against somebody. He has a claim, right? Because he's looking at it that as long as there is, we basically gave it a quick definition yesterday. We're really just fleshing out the details today. That as long as the case is still open in the sense that there still is a claim, then the din is chozer. But if the money was distributed and there's no taina, because everything was done under the proper form, then the din can't be chozer. It has to still be, in other words, it can't be a completely settled case for the din to be chozer. It has to be like a new taina, like a taina, like what you have is still is mine in some sense. But that's only when he gets it under an invalid process, meaning the paying of a debt in a mistaken way. Oh, so one second. So now what about the question of if he says you're putter from paying? Right, these are cases where he says you chayev to pay, and now we're making the chilek between whether he gives him the money or whether he doesn't give him the money, or whether the judge gives him the money. But what about when the judge says you're putter from paying? Is that equivalent to nosa v'nosam biyad or not? That's the machlokas of Rav Chista and Ravina. All right, so listen to the Yad Ramah on Rav Chista's behalf. The question then is, when the dayan says you're putter, so he didn't take anything and give anything to anybody. So why is that nasa v'nasa? Why is that masha asa? So there's no nasa v'nasa. So the Yad Ramah explains the Gemara's answer. He just adds a little bit. He says like this. V'savirna lifruki. So the Gemara wants to answer. Kevan de omar le potter ata. Since he said to the defendant, to the nitba, you are potter, velo mechzar guviana, and it's not lacking any collection, kemisha notal v'nosam biadami. It's as if he took it and gave it. So he's saying, what's the answer? That the only time the only time we say he has to be a nosa v'nosam biad is when there is something to be done. But over here, there's nothing to be done. It's not lacking collection. It's automatically collected because it's already in his hands, and the din is doesn't have to give it. But still, does this work out with Asfar or no?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, according to the way the Yad Ramah is building up the whole Asfar of Chista, it seems like this should be the natural outcome because there is no complaint against anybody. The guy who's owed the money, for instance, can't say, well, I gave you something under false pretenses. There's no transfer that you can invalidate. And the only thing there is the decision of the judge that says, keep things the way they are. So that was his decision. It was wrong, fine, but it was still his decision. The question is Ravina's problem. I mean, the problem is the Gemara liked it, but it just doesn't work out with the Lashon of the Mishnayos. So it comes out, the Gemara concludes, no, it's not good. It has to actually be a case where there's a mashkon that the judge is returning. But why? I mean, according to this whole svara, it seems pretty good. So it seems, I mean, the only way I can understand it, really, I mean, is that Ravina is more like the svara that the according to the Yad Ramah, Ravina is more like the svara we were saying yesterday. Now, the way he's learning Rav Chista is just a question of, is there something open between the litigants? And then it would seem, in other words, is there a claim that the litigants can make against each other based on what they did by mistake, under the false pretense of the din? So then you can't say that when the dayan says you're putter, the toveya can't say to the nitba, I gave it to you by mistake, give it back. The whole thing was settled already. There was nothing left to be done. And they walked out of court settled by the judgment. And it was the mice of the judgment that really kept it in his hands. But it seems Ravina is learning that it's not a din, that it's closed. Memela. It was the way the Rav Chista was learning is really it's closed, really the din is over, unless there's some new claim that the guy can make against each other. So that would have to be that that he could say there was some maisa that was wrong. One second. Let's think it through a little more. But it seems to me that Ravina is saying it really does need the maisa of the dayan. In other words, Rav Chista's svar over here is not that you need the maisa of the dayan, right? But it just has to be that that there's no maisa you can say is in error. But according to Rav Chista, Ravina holds you actually need the maisa of the dayan to finalize it. So it's true in this case. It's true in the case where he says you get to keep the money. There's nothing more to be done, but you're still missing the maisa of the dayan. So unless the dayan could do a maisa that is in furtherance of his din, then the din is not completely finished. I just have a hard time. But in other words, I just want to try to clarify the svara of the way the Yad Ramah is learning. Of when the dayan can overrule the original psak. That's the question. When does the dayan have the right to overrule his original psak? That's the question, no? Okay. So can we formulate that clearly? Based on how he's learning Nosav and Nosav B.I. So it seems that it comes out like this, that the Dayan can only overturn his original psak when one of the Balei Dinim can claim that there was an invalid Maisa from the psak. In other words, there has to be a new claim now. One of the Balei Dinim has to be able to come back and say that there exists some. Have a hard time putting it into words exactly. He has to be able to come and claim that what? That there is that based on the mistake, the other party has money shelo berishus. Okay. He has to be able to claim now that there was some harm from the psak. But here's the point. It's only if he can invalidate some maisa That's from the psak. So therefore, he's saying if it's the psak itself, he can't say. Here's the problem. Can he invalidate the psak or not? That's the problem. Can the guy come back and say, look, your psak was wrong? If he can, so what's the difference if the dayan is the one who gave it? And if he can't, what's the difference if he's the one who gave it? Right?